Hello, everyone. Welcome back again to another episode of Basement Banter. This week, I'm joined by Dan Jehara, who I feel like hasn't been on in quite some time. Welcome back.
What it do? What's up? No, you're right. I have not been on for a few, maybe a couple months now, I'd say, right? I don't even know.
I think the last time you were here is right before whatchamacallit showed up, Dr. Sir Chester.
Ah, yes. That was a great episode, by the way.
And you got to meet him as you were walking out, so that was a very good coincidence that you guys crossed paths. But anyway, we just wrapped up the holiday. Well, not holiday. We wrapped up Halloween, which I feel like kicked us into the official holiday season beginning. Yeah. But now that we're rolled into it, I was having a discussion with someone earlier today. And we were talking about, like, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all of that. Then I began to think there's so many different aspects of so many different holidays that, you know, are, there's certain things that you love, certain things that you hate. So I was like, light bulb, pawning this idea off of another podcast who I'm not going to name because they didn't pay me, so I'm not going to give them any free advertising. But I did see that people were doing tournament-style stuff on podcasts. So that's what me and Daniel are here today to do. We're doing holidays. And we're not doing just holiday season. We're doing holidays in general.
The best part of every single holiday.
Yeah, so we're gonna dive into it. We have 32 different things going on here. I'll read them off as – I guess we'll read them off before we really
give the crowd
the tournament.
The whole list
there. Labor Day barbecue, Thanksgiving leftovers, Easter baskets, Mother's Day – like Mother's Day festivities, Christmas Eve party, St. Patrick's Day drinking, Father's Day festivities, Thanksgiving Day parade, Memorial Day weekend, Thanksgiving football game, St. Patrick's Day parade, 4th of July fireworks, Christmas morning versus Easter brunch, which would be a good matchup. Not really. New Year's Eve versus Christmas NBA. I wonder who's going to win that one. New Year's Day recovery versus 4th of July barbecue. Thanksgiving dinner versus Halloween candy. Super Bowl, like the game, versus Cinco de Mayo celebrations. Valentine's Day versus corned beef and cabbage, which is quite the matchup. And then we have Christmas gift games. Versus President's Day. You have Super Bowl boxes versus Halloween costume parties. Birthday festivities versus Thanksgiving Eve. Super Bowl food versus Christmas dinner. Now, we'll go up to the top. We've randomized it so no one had a clear number one seed, even though you guys could piece together what they were. But we didn't want to be the judge and juror over what was the most important over others. So we randomized it. So the first matchup we have tonight is Labor Day parties, barbecues versus Thanksgiving leftovers. Now, I'm trying to think of which one I'm more emotionally attached to.
I think I got my answer.
I think I have my answer as well. I have to say, I think mine would be Thanksgiving leftovers.
I agree. Yeah.
Now, I will explain why. You guys might be wondering. I think that Labor Day, usually it's kind of burned into a lot of kids like from my generation's brain, is that usually it was like the last, like maybe the
start
last,
of school,
the last day before school started. Yeah. And as you got older in life, I have to be honest,
end of summer, it's like
not,
no
it's
fun.
End of summer. Yeah. There's not a lot of people who want to go, and you know, a lot of people don't get together for Labor Day barbecues. I might be wrong. Labor Day barbecues are like the stepchild of Memorial Day, 4th of July stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's the forgotten
one.
It's like if you guys have seen Cheaper by the Dozen, FedEx, the step kid. I don't think it is a step kid.
The dude with the glasses?
He's not adopted in the movie.
No, he's a regular
child. I don't know why I'm shouting. but
he runs away.
He runs away because everyone's like,
spoiler alert,
FedEx. You know, scumbag.
12 kids, that's insane. Side note.
She gets sponsored by Trojan.
yeah.
But.
yeah, so we agree then. Thanksgiving leftovers. I mean, it's just the food at Thanksgiving is still just as good, if not better, the second day. You don't got to, you know, dress up and have dinner or anything. You could just make yourself a big fat plate of mashed potatoes and stuffing. And
I love that. I love the ability.
Call it a day.
I love the ability I could just, you know, get in, like, or not come downstairs in my. And first of all, also, I know not everyone. I think, like, you know, like 75% of people get off on the day after Thanksgiving. So not only you get off anyway, really, when you're going to start diving into these leftovers. You come downstairs, shorts and a T-shirt. There's no, you know, not the nice button down and slacks and dress shoes. And I don't
it's
wear
It's not
slacks.
A formal yeah. event anymore.
It's not a formal it's, affair. Yeah. You could really dig into those mashed potatoes. You could really see what those mashed potatoes were made of. The day before, you were being a little...
you're being cautious a little bit.
A little prude with them. Now you could really get into them.
See what they're all
you're,
about.
And at this point, you know, like when you get 21 and over, you're a little, you know, like you were drinking all day the day before. You're like, you just want to kind of chill out, relax, have some leftovers. You know, sometimes there's college football games on the day after Thanksgiving.
Black Friday sales. So Black Friday but that sales. Now it's all Cyber Monday starts Black Friday. So it's
you
like.
You could be on Amazon.
Yeah.
In your sweats, eating a big plate of mashed potatoes. You don't even have to have the turkey. I feel like there's a courtesy of having to wear.
Turkey's overrated, to be honest. Not going to lie.
It's down the barrel. You know, it's one of the top seeds in the tournament right now. Thanksgiving dinner itself. So leftovers, you know. There's less formality.
Yeah. Wow, it could be a nice battle if they came down to the two of those.
If it comes down to them, I will be holding my breath. But it's like a more fun version of Thanksgiving dinner. You don't have to follow any rules. You just,
you know, you get all the goods of Thanksgiving because it's the same food. And
yes. Yeah, no, if they match up, I have some different things to stack them up against each other. But for now.
Let's hope it doesn't get there, but
let's
cross
hope we don't
that bridge
pit them
needed.
Against each other.
Yeah.
All right, so the next one we have is Easter baskets. Versus Mother's Day festivities. I don't want to specify, but you know, there's usually a brunch, a breakfast of some sorts.
Cheers.
A little bit more of a family affair compared to Father's Day ones, which we will get to. Or Easter baskets. Now, for me, I think I know.
My answer.
I have my answer as well. Dan, why don't you
go first?
You,
yeah,
you
we'll
go first.
We'll
yes.
alternate. So this one. I mean, shout out to moms. Got to go Mother's Day, I feel like. I mean, that's my pick.
I agree. Now, I think, I don't know what it is. I've never been all in on, Easter baskets.
I mean, well, look, we're grown adults now. If I want candy, I can go to the store and buy myself some candy, you know? Mother's Day, I'm appreciative of the moms, everything they do for us. So it's a day to celebrate them. That's all it really is to me. Like that's easy as that. Easy as that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that I don't know. I think that there's also it's nice. It's usually like a very nice day. It's a Sunday, like a nice Sunday morning.
May, so it's starting to warm up a little bit. You know, it's spring.
Yeah.
Things are blooming. It's a nice day.
Yeah, it's May. It's nice out. Whatchamacallit? It's May. It's nice. You have. You know, like for
it's
my
May.
Family,
it's
you
nice.
Have like, we have like a nice brunch.
Yeah, Mother's Day brunch, classic.
Brunch, you have a mimosas, you know, like you're hanging out. You have to dress up a little bit, but nonetheless, you know, sometimes it's nice. It's a nice spring morning. Forget it.
Can't beat it.
You cannot beat it. And
showing appreciation for the moms out there, too.
And showing appreciation for the moms. Wouldn't be here today discussing. Christmas Eve parties versus St. Patrick's Day drinking if it wasn't for
exactly
moms out there.
And shout out all the single mothers. Hell yeah.
Yeah, all the single moms out there. If you need a daddy. That was inappropriate.
Anyway. I wasn't taking it that far. I was just saying shout out.
But. We'll muscle through. Christmas Eve party versus St. Patrick's Day party.
This is a real tough one, to be honest. For
this is nitty gritty. Now,
so you're going
for
first
all
on
of, for
this
everyone
one,
out there, who, for all of my Irish brethren out there, I'm not including the actual like food and other parts of St. Patrick's Day. I'm talking like you know if you're going out with your friends, doing something for St. Patrick's Day, or you know if you're just like having a get together with people. Having like a whatever, drinking Guinnesses and hanging out. That's what I'm talking about.
Some
right
half and halves.
Yeah. Then also you have the Christmas Eve party. Now, for me, I think I know my answer on this one.
I know my answer.
For me personally, I would say Christmas Eve parties, and my reasoning is because I have a big family, so I always have a big Christmas Eve get together. You know, wine, and it's my dad's side of the family, so there's always nice Italian food. I know Italians out there. That's bigger than sometimes than the actual Christmas stuff. You have the, you know, the seven fishes and yada, yada, yada. But there's always a nice spread on Christmas Eve, hanging out, usually a good time. Especially for me, and I also probably am biased because I am home on Christmas. So I don't have that. There's some people out there that are thinking, no, Ryan, first of all, I'm in a small family. Second of all, I have to drink. You don't have to drink. But I'm drinking, and then the next day I have to get up and drive an hour to my great aunt's house.
Yeah.
I luckily don't have that problem, but there are people that have that problem. For me, usually a very nice thing. St. Patrick's Day drinking, for me, my family, we're very Irish, so usually it is overshadowed, the partying aspect of St. Patrick's Day for me is overshadowed by by the food and everything else that goes with St. Patrick's Day. So that's why I go Christmas Eve dinner.
Yeah, no.
Not Christmas Eve dinner. Christmas Eve party.
I think I have to agree with you on that. Like you, same here. Very Irish. But shout out Aunt Lisa. Nothing beats the Christmas Eve parties. Same like you, too. She's Italian. We get a nice Italian meal. Lots of drinking. Good times with families. Can't really beat Christmas Eve. And you have the day off the next day. You know, you're waking up to Christmas morning as opposed to waking up to, I don't know, what day after St. Patrick's Day. Nothing. But, yeah, Christmas Eve.
Work.
Yeah, Christmas Eve it is. Easy.
All right, so now here we go. Now we have Father's Day versus Thanksgiving Day parade. I'm just going to...
I'm not a parade person, so I'm doing Father's Day party. Easy. Same situation. So, appreciate the fathers. That's all I gotta say.
I'm gonna be very frank with this one. When I wake up, I'm almost angry when my mom tells me to put on this Thanksgiving Day parade
because I'm watching balloons float down a street. Like,
yeah,
come
I could.
On.
But not only that, I want to watch I want to watch
football
Sunday or whatever they have. This usually Sunday NFL countdown. I think they put on Thanksgiving, which is ironic because it's Thursday. Doesn't matter. They have some kind of football sports show on Thanksgiving. You have two games that are going to be going on that day. You know, usually you're having a nice time on Thanksgiving. You want to, you know, sprinkle some money around a little bit if it's legal in your state. I don't know. I think that, you know, when you're younger, it's kind of cool. But I think it's also the
magic. I've been there the one time, and it's cold. And it's not, like, you can't see anything.
And I also was going to say, I think the magic of it kind of got taken away because of social media.
Yeah,
I could sit on my phone and see all the cool balloons, and if anything goes horribly wrong, I could see it instantly, opposed to having to wait hours for something to, you know.
Yeah, and you can sit in the warmth of your living room and watch it, like, better than, instead of going to it. But I don't know, it's just, I don't care to see.
Father's Day, you know, usually it's a nice barbecue.
Nice summer day, maybe go play some golf.
It's warm. You have some yard games going on. Barbecue.
A couple beers.
Great barbecue usually on Father's Day because, you know, you want to loosen up. You want to let it rip a little bit. Sometimes my dad usually doesn't want to cook on Father's Day, and I don't blame him. But my mom usually has some good stuff going. I'm trying to think of what we did for this past Father's Day. I can't quite think of it, but it was. I remember it was a nice spread. You know, lobster or something perhaps. It's a nice time.
Easy.
And that beats me sitting on my couch after Thanksgiving Eve, which we will get to, watching Charlie Brown float down fucking whatever street it is.
Oh, my God, there's Snoopy. Like,
there goes Snoopy.
They don't even play that anymore.
Great.
To be honest.
I've been running errands all morning, getting ready for my enormous family to come over.
Helping
I don't
cook
care
this
about
and picking that up. And yeah.
I've been running around all damn morning. I don't care about Snoopy versus... Oh, it's Father's Day. I want to appreciate my father.
Happy Father's Day. Yeah. Easy. Done.
Memorial Day weekend versus Thanksgiving football games.
Ooh.
Now,
all right.
For me, this might be one of the better matchups we've had so far.
I agree. I think I still have my answer, but
in my opinion, I'm going Memorial Day weekend. Now, I think there's something more magical about Memorial Day weekend when you're by the Jersey Shore. Beach.
Can't beat it. It's electric.
There's something electric about Memorial Day weekend. I don't know. Maybe people are in...
It's a kickoff of the summer. It's like you're going into June. You know it's going to be a good summer.
The thing is that there's people that are going to be in other states. You know, it's a little chillier still during Memorial Day. New Jersey, you have it's basically you open up the floodgates to the Jersey Shore. Everything is going as if I'm like, you know, as if I'm going down to the Jersey Shore every Memorial Day.
Yeah.
I'm still having, I'm enjoying myself Memorial Day weekend, whether I'm at a lake house, a beach
with
house,
friends, somewhere. Yeah, you're always doing something.
There's always something fun going on. Now, I hate to say it after I just went through this whole rant about Snoopy. The football games kind of take a back seat to what is going on at Thanksgiving. I have a large family. I have 20-something people coming over for Thanksgiving this year. I'm not going to have a lot of time to be able to sit in front of the TV and watch football.
Yeah,
I'm going to be socializing, hanging out with people, hanging out with family from other states.
It's about family Thanksgiving.
It's about
Shout
family Thanksgiving. After I just ripped apart Snoopy, we're up to Dom. Yeah, Vin Diesel, Dom Toretto, family.
Also, I got another thing like in regards to those football games. The Lions always play on Thanksgiving. The Lions have sucked for so long. It's always at least one game that's not even a game.
The best 0-8 team in NFL history.
That's true. But like, if the games aren't good, it's like, all right, well, I mean, most of them are pretty decent, but like, you always got the Lions playing. No one wants to see the Lions.
Yeah, I agree. But then you always get the Cowboys, too. And once again,
we got a good matchup. Cowboys-Raiders this year, I think.
The GOAT, Derek Carr, stepping onto the gridiron. No
Against
Henry Ruggs.
The WOAT, Dak Prescott.
Well, the real WOAT's going to be behind bars for vehicular manslaughter. Henry Ruggs.
Alec Baldwin.
And Alec Baldwin, hopefully. Murderer. This is an anti-Alec Baldwin podcast, so if you like him, check out.
Yeah.
But anyway, Memorial Day weekend definitely trumps Thanksgiving football games.
Have we been agreeing on every single one so far?
We have, but the thing is that
I can't
again,
wait till
completely
against,
random. There yeah. are going to be some that we butt heads. I'm looking. I've been grazing down the thing. There are. It gets a lot better.
Don't, and even the future rounds too. You know, it's going to come down. We're
exactly.
going to have our differences.
Next one, we have St. Patrick's Day parade versus 4th of July fireworks.
I mean,
now,
these
are two staples, especially in the New York area. These are staples. I have to say. It's your answer first.
Yeah.
I will answer after I have my answer locked in.
I mean, I got mine locked in. I mean, as you heard in my last answer, parades are not my – I mean, I don't care to see floats hanging going down a road. So, 4th of July fireworks. To be honest, I don't really care that much for fireworks either. I've seen them. They're cool. Sometimes they're pretty lame if it's not a good, you know, set of fireworks. But I have to lock my answer in as 4th of July fireworks. But I will say I've been to the St. Paddy's Day parade in New York. Good ass time, but still.
You care more about the pyrometrics than the parade.
I agree. Yep, 100%.
Now, you just foreshadowed. We're about to disagree. Mine here is St. Patrick's Day parade. New York City, they have the pipes and drums and everything going on there. People, it's a lot more active. It's warmer. People are out and about bar hopping. It's a cooler scene going on. A little bit of mayhem, but it's still very cool. I am more inclined to watch, you know, the firefighters and everyone. That's the cool performance of all the bagpipes and everything going on versus Snoopy floating down when it's 0 degrees out.
So, it's also, I do want to say, like, just because we're going to be, you know, going against each other on this one, it's not that much warmer. It's like, what, March 16th? It could be snowy on that day.
That is fair.
You can't say that.
I have to say, though, it's fully New York City's fault. They really have just been so lackluster with their fireworks. And not only that, I hate to sound like a complete grouch. On 4th of July, I'm more intrigued with socializing, hanging out, enjoying the warm weather, rather than chasing my dog around, pissing all over the fucking house because people are... all over God's green earth are setting off explosives around my house. So poor little Coco is, under the bed pissing. And I'm taking heat for that because I don't know why. Coco, me and Coco are boys. So I'm kind of like I'm air quoting master of this whole situation. So therefore, when he's running around the house pissing, everyone for some reason gets mad at me. So therefore, I have to take my anger out on the 4th of July fireworks. I don't mind a good firework. I think that something about the St. Patrick's Day parade I enjoy more than 4th of July fireworks.
Yeah, so for me, it's like, all right, if I had two options, I had to watch fireworks go off or I had to, like, tune in to watch the St. Patrick's Day parade on TV, I would pick fireworks 10 times out of 10. That's my philosophy.
I will. All right. So
how are we going to solve this, though? How are we going to?
No. But I will say, I will kind of give you an edge here. There are probably more people out there that are more inclined to watch the 4th of July fireworks because you could actually be in control of your own experience rather than some towns really fumbling the bag with the parades.
Like, if you want good fireworks, you can go buy good-ass fireworks have yourself a show.
I could go across the border to Pennsylvania and buy enough fireworks that will put a 10-foot crater.
Take JPP's finger off?
That and put a 10-foot crater in my backyard. Expose everyone's pipes in the next quarter mile from how big of an explosion I could put. I'm probably going to put on a blacklist for saying that, but yeah. I mean in a celebratory way. I don't mean in some kind of you know, domestic terrorism. Yeah. I just mean like setting off fireworks. I might be getting in trouble just saying that I'm setting off fireworks. I think we're good in New Jersey. We're just setting off bottle rockets, enough bottle rockets to put a crater in. But I will give you that.
All right.
Not everyone around the country has the luxury of being in the New York City area during the 4th of St. Patrick's Day parade. Whereas if it was solely focused on me personally, I would say the St. Patrick's Day parade. But I will give you that everyone around the country probably would enjoy 4th of July fireworks more because they're in control of their own experience more.
I respect that.
I will give you that
right there.
I hope that you have that. I hope you have that same courtesy if we're down the road at a disagreement.
I agree.
Remember
this.
I like
that. I like that.
This little olive branch. Christmas morning versus Easter brunch. I mean,
this is your one to answer. I mean,
this is mine to answer.
Pretty obvious.
I'm going to say Christmas morning.
You'd be a fool to not.
An egg casserole with bacon and sausage is nice, but is it nicer than a bunch of gifts?
No.
Absolutely not. And not only that, not to sound extremely, not to get very sentimental, but it's very nice that, like, you're guaranteed at least once a year when you're with your family, Christmas tree, you have some people get free Christmas trees now, so. But there's something nice about being able to sit around a Christmas tree and have a couple, at least an hour, at least when you're hanging out around each other.
Just relaxing. Nothing else matters.
There's family,
giving gifts. It's all that good stuff.
There's no work stress. There's no No work stress. No fucking worries of whatever you have going on else. It's just nice to be able to sit. And everyone's happy. You get everyone a present.
You can't be sad on Christmas morning. It's not possible.
Easter brunch, not everyone's all in on Easter brunch. Some people are like, fuck, I have to dress up in a
My mom used
vine.
To dress me up as my whole family as like pastel colors. We looked like we looked like an oil pastel packaging, like Crayola shit.
Not everyone, yeah.
And I'd hate it because I'd be like, my mom'd be like, let's take pictures. And I'd be dressed up in this light purple pastel shirt. Like, great, fantastic.
That's as I was gonna say. I don't want to. Not everyone likes to dress up. I know there's some people out there that, ooh, I love my purple and pink Vineyard Vine shirt. Not everyone likes that. And also, for me, a boy who gets a little warm when it's that's khaki pants weather. That's khaki pants mandatory when it might not be khaki pants weather. So
you're right. You can't really wear shorts on.
You can't wear shorts to Easter brunch. Your khaki pants and long sleeve Vineyard Vine shirt.
Nice pastel
colors.
That you bought
in college. It doesn't fit as great anymore. It's stuck around your neck. I don't know. I don't know about that one. All right. So now we have New Year's Eve versus Christmas or the NBA game on Christmas.
This is my one.
This is yours.
I mean, pretty obvious here. We can just New Year's Eve. Simple as that. I have been a growing fan of the NBA. I have not watched it that much in the past, but this last year I've gotten into it a good amount, and I appreciate the NBA. But nothing like New Year's. Ah, damn, New Year's Eve is not that hype too either. But yeah, I'll take New Year's Eve over Christmas NBA, to be honest. But I hate to say New Year's Eve going down next round.
There's more magic around the possibility of New Year's Eve, whereas Christmas Eve basketball, I hate to say it.
You go watch a basketball game on a Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. What's the big deal if it's not, like, Nothing special. Nothing special.
Christmas I'm going to go as far to say Christmas basketball in general is like a hooker. You could have it whenever you want, however you want. Just when and where.
That's Monday night games, Tuesday night games, Wednesday, Thursday.
You can go, I want basketball on. You get out of work.
Go to Channel 37, basketball's on.
Yeah, long day of work. Oh, I want basketball. I want it. Boom, you turn on the TV and it's there. So I'm going to say basketball is like a hooker, whereas New Year's Eve, there's more of a
cheap ambience. Hooker, too.
You know, they didn't make the opening scene of High School Musical of them watching Christmas basketball. It's New Year's Eve in wherever the fuck they are. But
Albuquerque or some bullshit. Albuquerque.
There's more magic to Christmas. Yeah. There's more of weight to New Year's Eve than basketball, the metaphorical hooker that I could just, you know, call up whenever I want and put on. Like,
you're damn right. Couldn't have said it better myself.
But so now we're moving on to New Year's. Actually, that's a nice little segue. New Year's recovery to 4th of July barbecue. I hate this.
I got my answer.
Me too. New Year's Eve recovery was kind of sent out to the wolves.
It's a hangover. It's a hangover.
Let's call it like it is. Me and Dan were discussing it going into this. We're like, oh, you know, like, I have a whole big process. You know, you have the big breakfast.
Yeah, I got a big breakfast.
Watch movies all day.
You're hungover.
You have work the next day most of the time.
Yeah, and let's just face the fact you're terribly drunk on New Year's Eve. You're going to be extremely hungover on New Year's Day. And, yeah, you're just – what's so good about that? Not much. I'd rather have myself some 4th of July barbecue.
4th of July barbecue. You're hanging out in a backyard, 80-something to 90-something degrees usually. Pool's open. Everyone's having a good time, laughing, smiles. You have off from work. Nothing wrong with
that. Although you don't always have off the next day, which kind of sucks.
I learned that the hard way.
What was 4th of July on a Wednesday this year or like last year? And it was like you had the day off on Wednesday and you go right back to work on Thursday. Kind of sucked, but I mean, nothing like some 4th of July.
I had that the very hard way the one time. I went out for 4th of July. I'm like, as my mom likes to always say, oh, you're young. You're good. And then all of a sudden it's over. All of a sudden, all of a sudden, 4th of July comes around. And it's the
8 a.m.
5th of July.
5th of July morning.
And 8 a.m. That was when I was, for all of you out there who don't know, I was working in, I've said this probably a billion times. I mean, I've put out like 100 and something episodes. I'm bound to have mentioned
You've
it
probably,
once.
Probably, yeah, slipped up one point.
I was working in a warehouse. And I got in. I had to go in at 5:30. My shift started at 5:30, so I was up at like 4:45, 5 o'clock in the morning. I was out. I'm young. Out until 1 a.m. You get 3 hours of sleep. You got to wake up and go in a warehouse where there's no air. Well, air conditioning. It's obviously air.
Tell me how you're supposed to breathe with no air.
We're up to Jordan Sparks. But not a good experience. But nonetheless, it's still better than New Year's Eve recovery. Because we were talking about New Year's Eve, the magic, the ambiance. You know what the magic and ambiance is when you're, you know, in your 20s?
Splitting headache.
A bottle of alcohol that you drink yourself. And then you make some regrettable decisions. And then you have to wake up. That's why New Year's Day recovery sucks. Because you're thinking about all the terrible things you did the night before.
Probably could have been the absolute last seed out of all of these.
That could have been literally the seed. Like, that's like when, the winner of the Sun Belt gets into the tournament.
Yeah, it's like, all right, who are you? You're not supposed to be here, but you got lucky.
It's like when Michigan
here.
State gets in the tournament. Just a fucking fraud. Shouldn't have belonged in there to begin with. It'll be out in the first round anyway. Don't worry.
The 4 seed, too. That's terrible.
Yeah, it was. What the hell? What? That was the...
What are you talking... Wait, what?
That was the second overall seed New Year's Day recovery. Because once again, we got it randomly generated. That's what they put it at. This is the second overall seed.
Big upset.
That's total Michigan State right there.
Yeah, they lose to those 15 seeds all the time.
Like, it's butter.
Damn, the odds on that would have been nice.
So, now we have Thanksgiving dinner versus Halloween candy.
I think I'm up for this one, right?
You're up for this one.
I mean, as much as I love candy, come on. Thanksgiving dinner. I know we talked about the leftovers before, and yeah, you got to be a little bit more formal for Thanksgiving, but some more mashed potatoes and gravy and stuffing and all sweet potatoes, a little bit of turkey, pour gravy all over that. Forget about it. Thanksgiving dinner is my answer. I lock it in.
Here's the thing. As you said way earlier, I could have candy whenever I want.
Yep.
Am I ever going to convince my parents or, you know, when I move out on my own, am I ever going to convince myself to put a turkey in the oven for God knows how many hours and then sit there and eat it? No.
Nope.
Candy takes 20 minutes. Thanksgiving dinner takes, like, basically days to prepare.
It's almost like a two-day process. Like, I know, like, my mom's cooking, like, when most of the stuff is cooked on Wednesday, I feel like.
Days.
Yeah.
Once again, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, 25 people coming to my house on Thanksgiving.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. That's a lot of preparation. So I could go to the store and buy a fucking Reese's peanut butter cup whenever I want.
You can buy 12 of them.
I can't walk into CVS and buy a roasted turkey, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, stuffing, biscuits. Doesn't happen. It might happen, but I would never do it. So Thanksgiving dinner smokes Halloween candy, which is a shame because Halloween candy probably would have had a chance because you factor in the trick-or-treating aspect of it. We did a podcast last week, as you know, and if you didn't, you could go back and listen to it about all of the Halloween candy. And shout out Brett Derrick's Tootsie Roll, flavored Tootsie Roll. I'm not going to say anything about flavored Tootsie Rolls. Very big sidebar. What's your opinion on flavored Tootsie Rolls?
I know Brett is a fan of all the flavored Tootsie Rolls, all the sour candies, and I have to agree with him because, well, I don't like the vanilla ones.
All right, so here's my question.
The orange flavored Tootsie Rolls are fucking fire.
Well, here's my question. You walk up to a fake cauldron full of candy on Halloween. You're dressed as the Incredible Hulk. You reach into a thing. Are you going for a orange Tootsie Roll?
It depends on what else is in there.
And that's my point. Where it was ranked. I would take it eventually. That's an end of the night candy.
Yeah, I mean, I won't lie. It's nice to have a few of them. I like the orange Tootsie Rolls.
I don't mind them. No, I don't mind them either. I don't want people to think I hate them. I don't think they should have been as ranked high as they should have. Three Musketeers wasn't even on the list. Which I think was a fucking
Three Musketeers are, it's just velvet.
That's death velvet. Penalty. That's soft. Death penalty worthy.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I could get candy whenever I want. Brett sent me, to prove our point further, Brett, to almost taunt me, sent me a picture of him with a bag full of those things, which proves how easy they are to get, whereas he did not send me a picture of a giant roasted turkey.
Exactly. So, and also, one last little fact, you can even try to order Thanksgiving from, like, places, and they'll supply it, but guess what? It's always backed up. There's always delays. There's always issues. You can always just go buy a bag of candy.
At Rutgers, didn't they have that one time? You know, remember that place we would go to every now and then our sophomore year? The, like, behind the cafeteria? It was, like, a weird snack.
It was takeout. Yeah.
Didn't they have that one time?
I think on Thanksgiving they had, like, yeah, mashed potatoes and gravy and shit like that. But they use
the fake stuff, not the real.
Rutgers Dining Hall.
They're not peeling the potatoes.
They're taking like that Bob Evans potatoes and heating potatoes. That up in the microwave.
Oh, yeah. Sin. Okay, so
I think it's your turn now.
Yes, we have the Super Bowl, the actual physical, well, not physical, the actual football game versus Cinco de Mayo. And I have to say, I think that,
the suspense.
I lost my train of thought. I think this is a really tough one. Now I have to say I have my answer, and my answer is going to be the Super Bowl game. And my reasoning is that Cinco de Mayo celebrations are cool when you're like, now, this is not to step on the toes of all of the people of Mexican descent here. But I'm saying from a pasty boy from New Jersey, the extent of my Cinco de Mayo celebrations usually were in the backyard of some frat house in college. So that's my opinion. But the Super Bowl, well, I will always, you know, always go somewhere for the Super Bowl, always host the Super Bowl. You know, there's always some kind of exchange of the football game going on. Whereas, you know, when I'm like, you know, 40 something years old, am I going to be slamming a bottle of tequila? No,
probably not.
Probably not. So for that reason, I have to say I would go Super Bowl on this one.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think I have to agree with you. I mean, first of all, I'm like pretty sure Mexico doesn't even celebrate Cinco de Mayo, really. It's like more of like an American holiday that we celebrate and we think it's theirs. And I mean, I could be wrong on
that.
Which
makes it even worse.
Yeah. I mean, like, people just eat tacos on that day for the most part. I know it has something to do with El Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. Shout out. But, yeah, I mean, the Super Bowl game, 9 times out of 10, they're a close game. Even if it's a shitty game like the Patriots-Rams game where it was like 13-6 or some shit like that, it's a close game for the most part. And, you know, you're watching it. It's the last football game of the season. You're going to be missing football for multiple months after that. To me, beats eating some tacos, which I could, you know, eat some tacos any day. Go to Taco Bell, Grubhub that shit, be there in 38 minutes.
So, I just did a quick Google search to make sure we weren't being incredibly off. It was the day they beat the French Empire on the 5th of May.
Yeah, but I don't even think they celebrate that there. They celebrate like a completely different day.
No, I think they have a day of Mexican independence that they actually do appreciate. Yeah. Whereas Cinco de Mayo, I think, is almost a borderline disrespectful, but I think they could care less.
It's like not like a major holiday for them. It's like
it's more Americanized holiday than
that's what I was going for.
But yeah, Super Bowl for me.
I agree.
Me and Daniel. So the next one we have is, I mean, talk about a matchup we got here. We have Valentine's Day versus corned beef and cabbage. And
am I up for this one or are you up?
I think you're up because I was just, you're up.
Wow. Okay. So
I have my answer once again.
So, yeah, I think I have my answer here.
You're in more of a tight spot than I am. Let me just preface.
I mean, like I said before, I'm extremely Irish. You know, I love St. Patrick's Day. I love corned beef and cabbage, all that good stuff. But, you know, I do have a girlfriend. Got to say, I love her very much. And I got to pick Valentine's Day because she loves Valentine's Day so much. And now I kind of love it, too, because it makes her happy. So that's all I'm going to say. Stop with the gushy stuff. But there we go. I'll pick Valentine's Day on that one.
Now. We go across the table. You're looking at a man who's been single for God knows how many years. Valentine's Day is the day I get to go, great, I'm single, as everyone's posting videos of them out to dinner, you know, candle lights, wine, blah, blah, blah. Now, I am from an Irish family also. And as I mentioned way earlier in the podcast, I'm all in on corned beef and cabbage. I know a lot of people don't like the cabbage part. The cabbage part is good. So if you're saying you don't like corned beef and cabbage, I don't think you've truly had cabbage. And if you have had cabbage and you don't like it, feel free to message me and we'll have a debate.
To be honest, I don't like cabbage, honestly.
And that factors in. Me,
it does factor in.
We have like three different kinds of corned beef on St. Patrick's Day.
Wow, that's a lot. It's probably good, though.
There's something about it, once again, kind of like turkey on Thanksgiving. I don't have it ever unless it's St. Patrick's Day. It's, you know, for me, family tradition. Family comes over every year. We have it. Even during COVID when no one could really get together, we still, my grandma and aunt drove over. We walked to the corned beef and cabbage out to the car. And, you know, like.
Masks and gloves.
Because that was a couple weeks into COVID. So everyone
people
was
were
like
freaking out.
Yeah,
you
know, that's what I mean. So it was all very careful still. So the corned beef and cabbage to me is more sacred than Valentine's Day. Which, if I'm going to try and sell you on switching, being a turncoat to Valentine's Day, is not necessarily it isn't a permanent holiday for everybody. So someone might love Valentine's Day 1 year and then the next year not love it.
You
for
know
me,
what?
I've been on both sides of the table here. I've been relationship on Valentine's Day. You know, the whole
that I think that philosophy caboodle. Right there. I mean, yeah, I gotta say it. My vote is for Valentine's Day, but with that philosophy where a lot of people do not like Valentine's Day simply for the fact that either, you know,
it's a polarizing holiday.
It's a polarizing holiday. People aren't polarized about corned beef and cabbage. You love that. Like, it's good fucking shit right there. So
yes.
I'll submit to you on this one. We'll go with corned beef and cabbage.
Remember the one year we were doing the Irish car bombs? Me, you, and Tim Burklow. One, as it usually gets a reference on the podcast.
I think he's probably been shouted out in like 40 to 50 of these podcasts.
40 to 50. I'd go as far to say 85% yeah. or more. He's been referenced at least once.
Yeah, but it's always a good time, and you can't go wrong with a little bit of corned beef.
Corned beef and cabbage is forever. Love is not. As opposed to what K says or K Jewelers says on their commercials.
What do they say? Every kiss begins with K?
No, and then they have the Forever Diamond.
Ah, yes, yes.
What if the woman you give the Forever Diamond to fucks someone else?
Oh, God.
Is it forever then?
let's move on to the next.
So the next one we have is Christmas gift games versus President's Day.
Is it one May?
Come on, yeah.
Oh no, I think I just went Valentine's Day. You're up.
Oh yeah, you did. I'm gonna go Christmas gift games. Now, as dicey as Christmas gift games are, I will say there is a small population out there that does not get off for President's Day, and I think I'm one of those people. Christmas gift games are a mixed bag, but it almost is why I like it, because I love to gamble. And shout out to the Regan side of the family. We always do the cousin grab bag, which is a Christmas game, and we buy a certain kind of alcohol with a certain price limit, and you mix it in whatever you get. Now, not to single anyone out, but Jana Regan.
You're going to single someone out.
Jana Regan, the 1 year, decided, I think she personally bought them for me, bought me a bag full of vodka shooters. And vodka is like my arch nemesis. And yet, in the tradition, I drank all of the vodka shooters. And
you got to drink it all that night?
No, you didn't have to drink it all that. You didn't have. All right, so now you're making it worse. I didn't have to drink it all that night, but I did.
Classic.
You know, in the holiday spirit, I did. But whatever. I digress. Christmas gift games is what I would put.
Okay. So, I'm not going to lie, I'm a little torn here, because I do love myself some Christmas gift games. Secret Santa, grab bags, white elephant, all that good stuff.
I do love George Washington, though.
But, well, yes, but I do love a random February off. A random February Monday, I believe it is, off without, like, be like, oh, shit, we got a day off in February after Valentine's Day? Like, what's this for? President's Day. I completely forgot about that. Nice little holiday. So I'm a little torn, to be honest. And because I'm torn, I think we should go with Christmas gift games, because that's what you picked, and I could almost go either way. But I do want to say it's not bad having a random day off in February from President's Day. That's all I could say. So I'll give you my vote with Christmas gift games, because can't go wrong with them.
I want to look up right now, as we sit here, my holiday calendar. And if I look...
You got to have off for President's
Day. If I have off, I'll tell you right now. If I have off on President's Day, I will change my vote.
And that'll change my vote as well, because I'm on the fence.
I don't know what it
you
is.
You push me either way.
I don't know what the name of the email was. If I could find the email. And within that email, it says what
This whole tournament
could
be decided on this email.
A big email. I just pulled up the PDF. It's downloading on my computer or on my phone as we speak. It is not loading, though.
This is a big time right here.
If I could show that I have off on President's Day, then I will change my vote to President's Day.
Let's see what it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, and I have off. All right.
So we're going with President's Day on this.
We're
going
to go with President's Day on
this.
Wow,
a complete 180. Switch it up. Christmas gift games, gets the axe. President's Day is moving on to
I need to somehow change this, the result. There we go. Changing it on my little bracket. For all of you who don't know.
All right, so I'm going to move us on to the next one, Brownie. We got Super Bowl boxes versus Halloween costume parties. So this one's mine to start off with, and for me, it's an easy one. I absolutely hate dressing up for Halloween. Miss me with that. Super Bowl boxes. I win them all the time. I love gambling, not going to lie. So I got to pick Super Bowl boxes. Nothing like watching the score at the end of the quarter hit, and you come home with $400 after watching the Super Bowl. Simple as that.
That's fair. Now, I have to say, I think that I would have to say Halloween costume party on this. I know you might hate it, but there are a lot of people out there.
Yeah, this is a very personal bias.
I could go and gamble whenever I want. Shout out New Jersey. I could gamble whenever I want.
But not boxes on a game.
Fun, the boxes on the game. But, you know, it's a lot more frequent I would have the opportunity to do boxes on a game than I would to be able to roll into a party dressed up as a guy with a knife through my head.
That's valid.
And then again, there are people, you know, the people in Brooklyn and all that are a little odd who might do that on a regular basis.
I mean, there's nothing stopping you from doing that
now,
on a regular
basis. So I'm trying to talk for everybody. Me, personally, which I think is just going to automatically pass everyone else up, I'm going to go with, whatchamacallit?
Halloween?
The Super Bowl boxes.
Oh, that's what I went with.
Right. I would rather do the Super Bowl boxes.
I mean, I know of a lot of people who don't really like Halloween and don't like dressing up. I feel like it's almost not 50-50, but maybe like 30% of the population is like, fuck that. I'd rather just stay home and not dress up and eat candy from my bowl that I bought by myself and drink with my friends, not by myself.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking from a unbiased.
I mean, not gonna lie, this one's pretty biased.
No, from a very biased. Yeah. I mean,
so can we biasedly pick Super Bowl boxes on this one?
Yes. Absolutely.
Right. Fuck you all to who wanted those Halloween costume parties to be the winner. You ain't getting it. Super Bowl boxes moves on to the Sweet 16.
All right. So we're moved on. So now we're on
birthday festivities versus Thanksgiving Eve. Brownie, this one's all you.
Now, this is an interesting one.
This is a tough one. This is probably one of the hardest matchups we've had.
I think it really depends on who you are. Now, I would say, for me personally, I would probably go with the birthday festivities.
I agree, to be honest.
Because I just don't really, like, you know, not to sound like a complete dick, I don't really care to go to Thanksgiving Eve and see how people from 3 years in high school before me are doing.
Also,
there are a few people who I would actually like to see, but my school of thought is if I wanted to see the people,
you'd see them.
I would see them anyway. I don't need to go to some bar and, you know, figure it out from there.
Yeah, I agree. And also, like, it's also just like another night of going out, getting drunk with your friends. Like,
I could do that anyway.
Your birthday festivities is, I guess, is the same thing. You're going out, maybe drinking, probably, but it's your birthday, comes once a year, everyone's celebrating. And I used to not like my birthday, I think I've gotten more warmed up to it. You know, I like celebrating a little bit more now. But, I mean, Thanksgiving Eve, it's like I see my friends that I want to see already. If, you know, I don't need to go see a random person I've met. That's what I always say. My sister always. If I haven't talked to you in 5 years, and like, yeah, if you want to reach out, feel free. That's no problem. But, like, I don't need to.
I have to say, not to throw my sister under the bus, she always hates when I say that. And but it's true. Not to sound like a complete dick, but it's true. I don't care. Like,
I mean, to be honest, don't care about you, probably.
If I wanted to see someone, I would see them. Like, I don't need...
If they haven't reached out to me in 5 years, and I haven't reached out to them in 5 years, that's, you know, it's mutual.
That's a mutual...
We don't care. I hope you're doing well, but...
That's what I always say to my sister. Oh, I'm going here. Send my distant regards. I'm not going.
Yeah.
If I wanted to see how someone was doing, well, as I mentioned earlier, we have the power of technology. I could reach out to someone. Hey, how you doing? Otherwise, I don't care.
You can search anyone up on, like, if you really want to find someone, you could search them up on, like, Facebook or some shit and, like, find, like, an old friend and reach out to them. But, yeah, I agree. It's like, if I haven't, you know, we haven't talked in a while, it's like, I got friends. I'm cool with my friends right now. That's all I really need.
Yeah, I agree. So.
All right.
We've agreed on birthday festivities. First of all. Everyone's out for themselves anyway, and it is birthday festivity, so it's about you.
And also, like, yeah, all your friends are celebrating you.
Would you rather go to a place where you have to uncomfortably catch up with every person that you've vaguely known,
man,
your whole life?
What are you doing? What's your job?
Or would you rather go somewhere where everyone's going, yeah, it's your birthday?
What,
Dan,
do you want? Want me to buy you a shot? Yeah. You want to get fucked up tonight?
Oh, you're going to buy me drinks? Instead of me going out and finding someone from, like, 4 years younger than me, hey, can I buy you a drink?
Happy birthday.
I remember you when you were, like, before puberty. Like, let me buy you, like, a shot. Like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, literally, yeah.
Cut to the chase. Screw Thanksgiving. Yeah. I'm going to be completely just, you know.
Bottom four seed, probably.
It was 27th.
Like, in real life.
In real life, yeah. It would be close to the bottom. And I'm just going to be completely frank for all of you. I don't like Thanksgiving Eve. I will see who I want to see. And if I want to see you, I will reach out. And if I run into you and I haven't seen you in a while, I will be happy still.
Yeah, but.
I don't need that day to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry. I have to say it.
Done deal.
Super Bowl food or Christmas dinner?
This one's on me, I think, right?
Yeah,
I think you just picked
one. Yes.
This one's an easy one for me. My favorite food, I think, it used to be pizza, but my favorite food of all time now, chicken wings. You know where you get chicken wings? At the Super Bowl. Lock me in. Chicken wings. Super Bowl food.
I'm riding with you on this one because my thing is, there's no... You know, there's the occasional, like, family that likes the Christmas ham.
The ham, I was going to say.
The Christmas ham.
It's a ham.
And all of that. Like, but there's something about being able to go and just absolutely stuff your face with all these different foods.
Nachos, chicken wings.
Chips of all different varieties. And it's a lot more.
Anything goes on the Super Bowl.
It's a fun meal.
Delicious, fun meal.
My Christmas dinner, just to get you all in my mindset, my Christmas dinner is usually lasagna. I can have lasagna whenever I want. I'm fucking Italian.
Lasagna's
I can have lasagna
good,
whenever I want. I don't need Christmas to do that for me. But there's only so many times in the year where I could just throw caution to the wind about my physical health and have wings, nachos, chips, beer, wings, sports.
Well, I do that pretty
Buffalo
often.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah, but... Like,
but it's delicious.
For the narrative, there's only so many times in the year I could do it.
I mean, I'm never...
Should do it.
I'm never like, damn, I wish I had a freaking Christmas ham right now. Like, I'm... or,
there's someone out there going, you don't?
Like, when I'm hungry on, like, Sunday, I'm like, damn, I wish I had some fucking chicken wings. Not a Christmas ham.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right. Now we're getting down to the nitty gritty.
The Sweet 16, right?
The Sweet 16.
Do you want to send me the updated bracket if you can?
Sure. I'll send you the updated bracket as we do it. As for all of you who don't know, I've made a actual formalized bracket. And the first one on it is Thanksgiving leftovers versus Mother's Day party. I think, unfortunately, I'm the one who has to be the one who lays the the verdict on this. And I would have to say that I would pick.
I think I got my answer.
I think Mother's Day. I think I have to show love to my mom and say, as much as I love Thanksgiving leftovers, I have it the day before. Your Mother's Day get-together is about your mom. And I have to admit, Mom, this little excuse is not going to run on this whole tournament, but I will still use this time because Thanksgiving dinner is still on the table. There is something still that I like being able to go and spoil your mom, and I think it would be an absolute crime to say that I liked being hungover in gym shorts and a t-shirt, stuffing my face with mashed potatoes, over going somewhere, having brunch, or in my family, we have a nice big brunch with lox and everything, moms and aunts. It would be a sacrilegious straight ticket for me to go to the underworld if I said I like to do hungover eating over celebrating with my mom and my family. Mother's Day, final answer. And I think I've unfortunately sandbagged you into saying Mother's Day, regardless of what your first answer was going to be off of
it. I was going to say, I'm glad you went first because you easily convinced me to go to Mother's Day for my final answer as well. Just because, you know, we do have Thanksgiving the day before. It's delicious, just as good then. And, you know, there's only one day to celebrate your mom and how special mothers are and how much they do for all of us. Shout out to all the moms.
I could stop being a pig and put down, you know, stacking mashed potatoes in my sacrifice that for my mother.
Yeah, I agree.
However, Mom.
It won't take you to the finals.
It's running extremely thin.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve party versus Father's Day party. Pass it on to you.
All right, so, Mother's Day party got the pass on that. I think fathers definitely get a little bit of underappreciation for Father's Day, and I'm going to have to roll with that because I'm picking Christmas Eve party.
What a plot twist. I was not expecting. I literally had up on my phone. I was like, all right, he's going to Father's
Day party. Shout out Aunt Lisa because the Christmas Eve parties are fucking phenomenal. My Christmas Eve parties with my family, I mean, I may be biased. It's probably one of my favorite nights of the entire year. Top two, top three. You can't beat Christmas Eve. And Father's Day, you know, love my dad. I'll go out of my way for my dad. But I feel like with a father and son, it's more of a like, you know, if you need me to do something, I'll do it. I'll respect you. But like, even on Father's Day, like sometimes my birthday falls on Father's Day, and like I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but Christmas Eve party, I locked that in as my answer. I love Christmas Eve.
And that's fair with me too. I will go Christmas Eve party as well because A, we're usually the ones who host it, and B, usually at the end of the night on Christmas Eve, after everyone leaves and everything, me and my dad usually, most years, we have a nice glass of bourbon. What's the movie that – was it A Christmas Story?
I think so.
The one with Ralphie or whatever. Yeah. Shoot Your Eye Out Kid. That's usually on repeat every year. Everyone leaves by, 11:45. We have a glass of bourbon. We're sitting there watching, the tail end of that movie. So that almost has more –
it's like Father's Day right there.
That almost has more of a
– sentimental value.
Sentimental value to me over – having the whole day for him, which I'm sure he might go, wait till you're
I feel
dad.
Like fathers, I mean, we're both dads, dudes. It's like, we don't care. Yeah. It's like, you know what, we'd rather have you do something else on a different day to show appreciation than, you know.
I agree with you. My thing is, with dads, it's like, if you just a little bit of just the little things
little
throughout
things.
The year goes more than just a day about me.
Yeah,
it's like
agree.
Me with my birthday. I would rather people be like, oh. Like show little things of kindness throughout the year rather than on my birthday all of a sudden randomly try to be like, oh, my God, I love you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like how
it's patronizing. So maybe dads might think it's patronizing as well.
Do you like how I kind of tailed you into thinking I was picking Father's Day, and then just swooped up under the rug, complete 180.
I literally had Father's Day clicked, and I was about to hit submit, and you go, "Yeah, Father's Day, but I choose Christmas Eve party." I was like, "Oh my god!" But it's fair, because then as you explained it, it made sense to me, because I would say I have more sentimental value to Christmas Eve because we always have it at my house, and I'm always doing stuff with my dad to help us get ready.
Like, yeah, exactly.
And at the end of the night, we always get the, like, my family.
You have those moments with the, yeah, your
yeah,
dad.
With
it's
the
like
family
that's
rather than
it.
Father's Day, where it's like supposed to be about them. More, you know, it's more personal Christmas Eve rather than.
And, oh, Father's Day, let me do something nice for you because
exactly,
it's Father's Day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The next one, we have Memorial Day weekend versus 4th of July of fireworks. I'm going to cut right to the chase. I'm not going to beat around the bush and any leading on. Memorial Day weekend. I was lucky to. 4th of July fireworks, you were lucky to
they
make
were lucky
it this
to escape.
Fucking far. You're done.
MDW.
I know Dan
yeah,
loves, Dan's
I love,
MDW, yep. You know, party.
One of my favorite
the
holidays.
Cheermeister from the Grinch, because we're getting into that season.
One of my favorite holidays. Move it on to that easy one. MDW to the
soft toss
to the Elite Eight.
Give us MDW to the Elite Eight. That was like if someone upset Michigan State, unsurprisingly, in the first round, they moved on. They got absolutely waxed
in
the next round.
The second round, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, cheeks are red from the smack.
I mean, even this next one. I mean, because we're going to move on to the next one. This one's my Christmas morning versus New Year's Eve. Like,
I think I go Christmas morning. Christmas morning always hits different
to
me versus
easy Christmas morning. I mean, I'm not a big fan of New Year's Eve, to be honest.
To me, Christmas
it's always overwhelming. It's like the most underwhelming. The most underwhelming holiday there is. Everyone has these big expectations of New Year's Eve.
Yes, I agree with you.
All right, you end up just like having an average night. It's like everyone wants this, oh, new year, new me. You're going. It's like no, Christmas morning, fucking wake up. You're with your family. You got motherfucking presents. That's it. It's my
philosophy. I'll put it this way. Best case scenario, New Year's Eve went as expected. Best case scenario for Christmas morning, you wake up a white Christmas. There was never a song.
I've been dreaming of a white Christmas.
Of a perfect New Year's Eve. No. White Christmas, wet dream, Christmas morning, smokes New Year's Eve. If you think New Year's Eve, you're the most shallow person I've ever met.
New Year's Eve, oh my goodness, oh
Christmas
my goodness.
Morning, if you disagree, fuck you.
Yeah.
Unsubscribe.
Don't listen. Get out of here.
Give me a 1-star rating and reviews and get the hell out of here.
Just go some, move. Move out of this country. Get out of here.
Go listen to some freaking, I don't even know, ASMR podcast for all I care. Listen to some guy sucking on a lemon. Get the fuck out of here. You heathen.
Yeah. Next
one. 4th of July barbecue versus Thanksgiving dinner. This is a clash of titans.
This is you, right?
This is you,
no,
my
friend.
No,
I thought I had the next.
Oh, shit, it is
you kind of took. You kind of took the last one from me, but it was pretty obvious Christmas morning.
Yeah, I was ranting.
So, you want to go back to your original order?
It's me. It's me. I will take ownership of this one. This one is a tricky tray.
I got my answer on this one, but
4th of July
it's a
barbecue
one.
Thanksgiving dinner. I might have to go Thanksgiving dinner once again because I could have a barbecue whenever. I could have my friends over in the backyard any day of those months of the summer. Warm weather, pools open, drinks are flowing, whenever I want. I could decide, you know, I don't need 4th of July to tell me to get everyone together to blow the bat horn and get the bat signal, get everyone together. I can have everyone over whenever I want in the summer. If I want to have a pool party, I'll have a pool party. However, I'm not going to hit up Dan and a couple of my friends on a random November day and be like, yo, this Saturday, come over. I'm about to roast a turkey, make mashed potatoes and stuffing. That will never happen. I go Thanksgiving dinner here.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's an easy one. Thanksgiving dinner comes once a year. You don't.
I'm not hitting up the homies. Yo, bring over some cranberry sauce
like,
today. I'm having a Thanksgiving dinner.
We went to Nashville last weekend or 2 weekends ago. We got some good ass barbecue.
Right.
We didn't get a good ass Thanksgiving meal in Nashville. Like, there's nowhere you're going to, like, oh, let's go get a fucking Thanksgiving meal, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and turkey. No.
Boston Market.
Boston Market. Shout out Boston Market. Damn. but still.
I changed my decision. No, I agree with you.
Thanksgiving dinner
it's the rarity of it. Once again, we're going to get down to the...
And you just eat so much, you just stuff yourself and just like you don't care because it's just like that's what you're supposed to do.
That's what God intended was you to gorge yourself on that day.
Gorged, yeah.
The ambiance around 4th of July is...
Get hammered. Celebrate.
I hate to say it, that it's get hammered. Yeah. And... You know,
Thanksgiving is a simply eating holiday.
Maybe if we didn't have so much emphasis on
I don't even drink on Thanksgiving. I'll have like maybe a glass of wine. A lot of times I don't even drink on Thanksgiving.
That's shocking.
I save myself for the food.
That is shocking to me. Thanksgiving might be one of the worst days of my
year. I may
take
some other performance enhancers.
All right,
some flavor enhancers, but that's
for me
that's
Thanksgiving
about it.
Usually you know, everyone comes from all over the place. And usually, like, we'll have, like, some really nice wine, really nice bourbon.
I love
really
all
nice
food.
Beers. I always tend to go all out on Thanksgiving. That's my one alcohol holiday where I'm trying to be like, all right, up the game a little bit. Christmas is up a game a little bit. New Year's, as we put to bed earlier, you know, I'll get Ciroc, but I wouldn't. If I wanted to get nice vodka, I wouldn't get Ciroc. I would get something else. But I hate vodka, so. Nothing to do with this conversation.
Next.
Super Bowl game versus corned beef and cabbage was a very odd matchup.
This one's
me,
right? You just answered.
No. You're right. Yeah. It's you. Because, yeah.
You just answered Thanksgiving.
I didn't like that pressure, and I answered it. Now it's your turn.
I mean, for me... I picked against corned beef and cabbage last round, and damn, I love the Super Bowl. It's the last football game of the season, and you don't have football for 5 months after that. How can you not pick the Super Bowl game? And like I said, besides that Broncos Super Bowl in like 2012 or where the fuck that was.
The highlight of that wasn't even the game itself. It was, I think, Jeff pegging Dom in the face of our friend Dom in the face of the snowball. That was
exactly. But like besides that one, most of them are like pretty fucking close. Always a good game. Always coming down to the wire. And I've seen some crazy games on the Super Bowl, so I have to pick Super Bowl game.
I like that. I agree with you. I think that I love corned beef and cabbage. I have my own personal tradition with my family, but in a broader scale of everyone else. Not everyone's Irish. No one gives. There's some people that don't care about corned beef and cabbage.
The Italians,
there's people
man.
That are, you know, Italian. There's people that are friggin', you know, Russian. They have nothing to do with corned beef and cabbage. I don't know if maybe they do. Russians. I don't know.
You never know with those people. The Russians.
The Russians. Yeah, which we had a whole conversation about the other day with the USSR and denim jeans.
Classic.
Neither here nor there. Shout out Jeff Derrick. USSR.
The underground pusher of denim.
All I'm going to say in this conversation, because you're wondering what I'm talking about, I don't want you to text me, so I'll just put it out here now. We were saying that my friend Jeff, in the USSR, I don't care about the USSR, because they don't exist anymore. What are they going to do? Come and kill me? So be it.
Come here. They
wouldn't allow denim jeans because it was a Western thing. And my friend Jeff is the most Duluth jean motherfucker ever. So he would be the equivalent of Pablo Escobar of denim in the whole entire Soviet Union.
He'd be pushing that shit.
And he would have a bunch of, labor working baddies. In his little block of whatever luxury you get in the USSR for his jean sales. Once again, neither here nor there in this conversation. But I didn't want you to text me and ask me why. So that's why.
There we go.
We have Christmas games versus Super Bowl boxes. My opinion, Super Bowl boxes. Christmas games are fun, but Super Bowl boxes, I think, once again, as Dan said, there's something about the Super Bowl, always close. Everything's close. Every, you know, punt, touchdown, you know, fumble recovery means something in it. And usually, you know, you throw $5,
wait,
$10.
President's Day instead of Christmas Day games, Christmas gift games? Didn't we switch? You switched your answer to President's Day, didn't you?
Oh. All right. Well, then this is even easier. Super Bowl boxes. You're right. You talked me out of it. Super Bowl boxes. President's Day, not everyone gets off. Dan really, you know, was a Don Draper sales pitch there.
Had to sell it.
Super Bowl boxes. So much so that I didn't even had changed it yet. So they weren't even worth it. That speaks enough about what they were.
I mean, I win all the time on Super Bowl boxes. Knock on Brownie's table right now. Because every year I come home with like $400 in Super Bowl boxes. So I'm taking Super Bowl boxes to the Elite Eight, please.
All right. So they're on.
Is this the last one's me, right? Yeah, I think so.
And then we have birthday festivities, Super Bowl food.
All right. So this is kind of a tough one, to be honest.
I have my answer.
I mean, I think I have my answer too. And, you know, I've warmed up to my birthday a lot. I used to really not like it. I know a lot of people that don't like their birthday. I used to be one of those people. But I've warmed up to it a little bit. But I have to say, fucking chicken wings are my favorite food. My favorite food of all time. If there's any holiday that I could eat chicken wings or any day that I'm eating chicken wings and nachos and fucking any type of like dip and like, oh, chips, fucking Super Bowl food. I'm taking Super Bowl food, please, for 800.
All right. So let me start off my counter argument with this. On your actual birthday, if you don't want to celebrate your birthday, fine. Your birthday, you know what your birthday festivity could be? Go out, get me chicken wings, nachos, yada, yada, yada. However, on the Super Bowl, you can't tell your parents or loved ones or whoever's involved in your life at this moment on your birthday. If you're alone on your birthday, so be it. I have no... You're a toss-up either way.
Good luck.
Yeah. However, if you know, if you can't go to your parents on the Super Bowl, say you're like someone who hates all of that stuff. On the Super Bowl, you can't, and at the Super Bowl party, you can't go, hey, mom and dad, go out and get me a chopped salad, go out and get me a grilled cheese, and go out and get me
Chinese food.
They would tell you, go fuck yourself. It's the Super Bowl. If you're involved in that kind of family, I don't think you'd be watching the Super Bowl anyway. However, on your birthday, you could do either or. There's a flip-flop. You could do anything on your birthday.
You've already convinced me.
You are, you know, the second coming on your birthday. You could do whatever you want on your birthday. You could tell someone to rob a bank and they'll do it on your birthday. That's not true. But if you wanted chicken wings and stuff on your birthday, you could get that.
You can get it.
On the Super Bowl, if you were someone who wanted other things, you couldn't get those things on the Super Bowl because you would be getting chicken wings and all that stuff.
All right, so I hate to say it, but you did convince me. It makes sense. More people love their birthday festivities than Super Bowl. And as much as I love chicken wings.
There's guys out there that are like, ooh, nothing would make me happier than a kava bowl of, gyro and, lamb and onion and cucumber.
I mean,
no one wants that on the Super Bowl.
As much as I love...
On your Super Bowl, I would be, or on your birthday, I'd be sitting there eating lamb and cucumber on your birthday if you so want.
You literally said it, though. Like, I've gotten chicken... I made it a point to be like, I want chicken wings on my birthday, and I've gotten chicken wings on my birthday. So, like, you're right. Simple as that. Birthday festivities. Move on to the next round.
All right, so now we're on... Oof, now it's getting...
The Elite Eight.
We're in the Elite Eight. It's getting real...
Do you want to send... Can you please toasty. Send me this next update as well? And I think I should be good from there. Hopefully.
Yes. Oh, my God. My credit card information just popped up on my phone.
Why don't you read it out for us all?
No. I'll read it out, but you want me to send it to you also.
I meant the credit card information. Oh.
We have Mother's Day party versus Christmas Eve party as the first one, the first matchup. And I will say, as I send Staniel the bracket information, which I think is correct. If not, I will send it to him again.
Well, let me double check.
The first one that we have is Mother's Day party versus Christmas Eve party. And now, once again,
it's Thanksgiving leftovers versus Mother's Day party.
No.
That's so what you just sent me.
I sent you the wrong thing then.
Oh.
I'll read it to you for now. Then as I talk through it, I will send it to you. But the first...
Yeah, that's five games. Oh, that's old school. What did you send me?
I know. I'm trying to talk as we go through, so it's dicey. I let you take the first one to talk as I look and send it to you. The first one that we have is Mother's Day party versus Christmas Eve party.
Okay. So things are getting a little bit tougher now. Obviously, you know, don't want to go against Mother's Day, but shout out Aunt Lisa. Christmas Eve parties are the fucking best. I am going to be taking Christmas Eve parties to the fucking finals if I need to, because they are unstoppable. Christmas Eve parties are electric. You just have a great time, you're with your family, and you know the whole next day you have off to just wake up, enjoy some presents, enjoy your family, and just hang out and have a good time. Christmas Eve party, taking it over Mother's Day. Mom, I love you. Mothers, I respect you. Even anything. Single mothers, shout out. Christmas Eve party, I'm taking that every single day.
And so once again, I'm probably going to have to agree with you. Not that it's a bad thing to agree with you, but I'm saying that I would agree with you on that one. Solely based off the fact that, once again, with me, I host Christmas Eve parties with my family. And at the end of the night, we usually hang out anyway. And I feel like there's more... You know, if I have kids, you know, 40 years down the road and I'm reminiscing, I would reference back more to the Christmas Eve chaos. You know, Ryan, like me and my mom running to the liquor store to get limes and ice and at the last minute, like 20 minutes before everyone shows up, more than on a brunch for Mother's Day.
Exactly.
That's more memory packed for me. All right. The next one we have is I have Memorial Day weekend versus Christmas morning, which is a bad one because both are awesome, but I would have to go Christmas morning because I think that, as I've been saying this whole time, Memorial Day, you know, most of the time it's very fun, but there are years where it completely whiffs and it sucks and you're like, damn, I wish, like, just like a Monday.
Even this last year, the weather was like, fucking shit. It rained the whole weekend.
And guess what you're doing on Christmas still? Whether it's raining, hailing.
You're inside
you're
with, your family.
With your family.
I agree with you.
I will admit, I'm not going to keep bailing you out, you know, Santa. I'm not going to keep bailing you out saying, oh, it's about family. I'm going to have to get cutthroat. Yeah. I'm going to have to slit someone's throat at some point. I'm not going to keep bailing you out. But
you
at
slide
the moment,
this round.
You slide this round. I take you and my family get-together moments over every, you know, like most years being pissed drunk somewhere.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, sorry, Memorial Day. Christmas morning's got to go to the next round.
Yes. All right. So next one, we're on Thanksgiving dinner versus the Super Bowl game. I'm happy I do not have to do that one.
All right. This is a tough one. And I feel like no matter what I pick, it's going to hurt my soul a little bit. Because damn do I love football, but damn do I love good food as well. But I think I have my answer locked in. So for this, I don't want to hear any hate from this, but as much as I love football, I'm going to have to pick Thanksgiving dinner. And I'll give you my reason why. Thanksgiving dinner, yeah, they both come once a year, but in your Thanksgiving dinner, not only are you getting delicious, delectable food that you don't get anywhere else besides the Boston Market, you get to spend time with your family and, you know, hang out with everyone that you don't get to see all the time. And that's all at the dinner. You know, it's not just the food. The dinner is the atmosphere and who you're with. And the Super Bowl is awesome. And I've done some... I've spent some Super Bowls with random people before, and I love the Super Bowl game, but every once in a while there's a flop, just like the Broncos game. But there's never a flop in Thanksgiving because his food is always fire and you're always with your family. And that is my philosophy on that. So I pick Thanksgiving dinner. Lock it in.
I agree with you because that's as you said, you know, there's booms or busts of the Super Bowl game. And also, you know, sometimes the AFC Championship game, NFC Championship game is better.
It's literally better.
An example I'm thinking of is a few years ago when we had the, you know, the Eagles-Patriots Super Bowl. The AFC Championship game that year was awesome.
Who was that?
That was the Jaguars versus the...
I can't believe
the Jaguars versus the Patriots.
And the Jaguars made it to the AFC Championship year, that game that year.
And the Jaguars were really, like, competitive that whole game.
They lost by, like, 6 points, I think.
Yeah. They were winning the whole game until the very end because I remember I betted the Jaguars and I was devastated. Cured myself with a Judy's Kitchen burrito, but...
Oh, shout out Judy's Kitchen. Shout out Judy's Kitchen. What a throwback. I will give them a free shout out,
New Brunswick area, Judy's Kitchen.
Yeah, I think it's at the end of Gildan and on Hamilton, yes. I want to say. It's
Chef's
like,
kiss.
Oh, my God. The Cubano sandwiches there. Ah.
Forget it. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
Fire.
So now, to send us, to finish the round off the Final Four, we have Super Bowl boxes versus birthday festivities.
Wait, that's yours, right?
Yeah, because okay, you just went through that whole thing. I'm going to go birthday festivities. And as I said in the previous round before Dan talked me out of it, you know, I think it was vice versa. I think Dan was picking Super Bowl food versus birthday festivities. So now I'm going to have to try and swing them again. Super Bowl boxes are awesome. But once again, I could bet whenever. A lot of people could bet whenever. Your birthday is once a year, just like Christmas, just like Thanksgiving. You have one day that you could do whatever you want. You think there's days I could go up to my parents and be like, hey, I really want this. They probably would go to me and go, fuck you, Ryan. I don't want that. Well, they wouldn't say, fuck you, Ryan. I don't want that. But they would go, no way. That's not happening. Birthday, you have supreme control. If you wanted, you know, wings and mashed potatoes for dinner, you'll get wings and mashed potatoes for dinner most of the time. If you know, everyone's reaching out to you. It's nice. It makes you feel good. Super Bowl boxes, you have a chance of, you know, you're a little box in a big box. Super Bowl, your birthday, you're the whole box. It's all about you. You know, you could have a chance of winning money at the Super Bowl box. On your birthday, you're guaranteed drinks, praise, attention. Not that everyone needs attention. I don't necessarily want attention. But you're guaranteed to get some kind of positive feedback on your birthday. No one's going to go up to you and go, fuck you, Ryan, or fuck you,
Dan. It's your
Dan.
Birthday? Go fuck yourself.
No one's going to go, oh, it's your birthday? Fuck you. Someone might look at you if you win your Super Bowl box and go, fuck you, I needed that to feed my family. You won't have that issue on your birthday. I needed it not to be your birthday to feed my family. Everyone's happy that it's your birthday.
Well,
not to bring families.
To be honest, I didn't even really need convincing on that because I think you're absolutely in the right. Birthday festivities, I mean, Super Bowl boxes.
We had that discussion already.
What do you mean?
My birthday festivities over Super Bowl boxes.
Did we already?
I'm so sorry. We had that whole debate already. It's the Final Four.
Wait, we didn't actually.
We had the whole debate done already.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. I swear to God.
How do you know?
Because I just scrolled.
No, we definitely didn't have it all done. I'm just gonna say my little spiel. I'll be done in 2 seconds. You're gonna listen to it again.
No. You're right. I just clicked already. You're right. I apologize.
Yeah. So. The reason I agree with birthday festivities, definitely more people love their birthday than, you know, the Super Bowl. But I will have to say, Dan Parada did something to this year for, like, charity and, like, for raising money. And it was a box game for the Giants and the Cowboys. And I bought a box, of course. And just because I had that opportunity to buy a box and it came more than once a year, I will totally agree that birthday festivities once a year, it's the one day a year where you can be like, this is what the fuck I want. This is what I'm getting. And kind of happens like that. So birthday festivities, you're on to the final four.
Now it's nitty gritty.
Do I take the first one?
You right. want first licks or last licks? I'm not going to tell you what the last four are. You want the first licks or last licks?
I'll take first licks. I'll take first licks.
All right, so you have Christmas Eve party versus Christmas morning.
Damn. Wow. That is tough, tough, tough.
I'm happy you picked it, not me.
Do you mind just telling me what the second round is? I'm just curious.
I'll tell you. I won't give it to you. The second round's Thanksgiving versus birthday festivities.
Thanksgiving dinner versus birthday
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Equal, it's not great.
Not easy ones. But. Well, I mean, this is why it's Final Four. So we got, I got Christmas Eve versus Christmas morning.
Exactly.
Damn. So I don't know if I'll catch heat for this. I got my answer.
I have my answer too.
So my answer, I will say, shout out Aunt Lisa, Christmas Eve parties. I will take Christmas Eve parties over anything. And my main philosophy for this is the anticipation. You, on Christmas Eve, you're hanging out with your family. You're having a good time, having some drinks. And the next morning is fucking Christmas morning. You're that close to opening up all those presents and having the best fucking like 2 hours of the year. Just Christmas morning's right there. But you're still celebrating the night before. You're with your family having a good time. Christmas morning, great. But after Christmas morning is done, you're like, damn, we got a whole nother year to Christmas. So for the anticipation factor, and because Aunt Lisa fucking knows how to throw a motherfucking party and makes the best food and is the homie, I got to pick Christmas Eve parties. Final answer.
Shout out to Aunt Lisa as well, even though I'm not at the Christmas parties. I will have to say that Christmas Eve parties, I would pick myself as well. My reasoning, same thing. The anticipation. Since I was a little bambino, I've always loved Christmas Eve since I was little, going to my Nanny Brown's house when I was a little baby. Going over there, you have the anticipation of what could be. It's like, what's the Schrödinger's cat?
You just don't, yeah, you don't know if it's alive. You don't know if it's dead, yeah.
You don't know if the Christmas gifts are banging. You don't know if they're...
You're anticipating it. It's right there. It's the one sleep away.
The next day could be awesome. And the night, you know, is going to be awesome.
It's a great time.
We always have. As I've grown up, and now that my dad has taken on the tradition from his mom, is the we have fried like shrimp, which is ridiculous.
Delicious.
James makes sure every year we have the whole pan out. He breaks it out like after the day after Thanksgiving. and once again, as I've always said, there's a lot of the times we're the ones that are hosting, so there's some kind of special sentiment to being like running around doing it all. And then once you're actually having the whole party, you know, you're like, oh wow, like yeah, like we got this all together last minute. And then at the end, everyone leaves and we're still there, we're hanging out, you know, having a couple more drinks, just me and my family. Once again, there might be people that are like, oh, I don't do anything on Christmas Eve. All right, well, you know, so be it. It's my podcast. You're not talking on it. And that's how it works. So I would go Christmas Eve party. Now I have to weigh the burden of birthday festivities or Thanksgiving dinner. I have to say, as weird as it sounds, I would push the weight off of myself and I would vote Thanksgiving dinner. There is nothing like mashed potatoes, turkey, stuffing, biscuits, family all together, everyone from all over the place together for Thanksgiving. Luckily, my birthday is the Monday after Thanksgiving, so I'm kind of going to get the best of both worlds anyway. Shout out to anyone to wish me happy birthday. So this is your reminder that my birthday is the Monday after Thanksgiving. I'm not one of those people that necessarily need everyone to wish me happy birthday. But I do enjoy being around my family on Thanksgiving. I do enjoy the food, the dessert, you know, You know, I like to have, like, you know, we usually have, like, good wine and bourbon and everything on Thanksgiving, good beer, football. My birthday's on a Monday this year. Sometimes your birthday's on, like, a Tuesday, Wednesday. Nothing happens. You can't always go out on your birthday. Thanksgiving dinner hits different. Don't necessarily need some big thing going on. As you mentioned, not everyone loves their birthday. I'm not, you know, infatuated with my birthday. I appreciate everyone wishing me happy birthday. I'm not infatuated with it, but I'm infatuated with the turkey, the mashed potatoes, the gravy, the stuffing, etc.
I have to agree with you, and I'll keep it short because you explained my points very well. But a couple things. One, Thanksgiving, that food, it's just once a year. You don't get it ever again. Your birthday, yeah, you can do, you know, whatever you want, or not whatever you want, but, like, yeah, you get some leniency and things like that. You
commit murder.
It's something about Thanksgiving. You're with your family eating some good-ass food, and, like, the only thing you have to worry about is just stuffing yourself with as much food as possible. And also, side note, Thanksgiving is always inside. Your birthday, you could have the shittiest weather in the world and be like, damn, I was going to plan this, going to do this, going to do that. No, you fucking can't do it anymore because it's fucking raining. Thanksgiving, always inside. People may not necessarily like their birthdays. I used to be one of those people. Now, Thanksgiving, everyone loves Thanksgiving. You'll find something to eat on Thanksgiving, and you'll be okay with it. So, Thanksgiving dinner, I agree. Lock it in. Send it to the finals.
All right, so now the finals. Big time. We have the, whatchamacallit, Christmas Eve party versus Thanksgiving dinner. This is a tricky one.
I got my answer.
My answer for me personally, I mean, I think this is going to be a stalemate. Me personally, I might have to say that my winner would be Thanksgiving dinner, solely off of the fact that I get all of those different foods together, most of the time family together. I can understand. I can see it in Dan's eyes. Dan
I disagree. Dan is thinking
Christmas Eve, and I love Christmas Eve. I love Christmas Eve. But there is something about Thanksgiving dinner. I cannot have turkey, mashed potatoes, and stuffing and biscuits and all of that stuff on, whatchamacallit, Christmas. Well, I guess I could, but I don't know. I think Thanksgiving dinner, there's just such a tradition about it. And if I have to move the scope a little bit outwards, not every single person has the luxury of having our... Oh, but then I guess... Oh, my God. Now I'm kind of conflicting with myself. Because not every single person... I think I actually stole this from Dan. He was supposed to take the lead on this one, but I've stolen it from him. So I'm going to pass it on to him. Because I have my whole thought process. I don't want to sway him any more than I've already had.
All right, So I'm picking Christmas Eve over Thanksgiving dinner. And there's a few reasons why I picked this. Always, first of all, shout out Aunt Lisa. The Christmas Eve anticipation, that next day, you know you have so much to look forward for. Whereas Thanksgiving, you're having Thanksgiving, you're enjoying yourself, but the next day, yeah, you may have some shopping to do, but you're going to be a little hungover, you're going to be full, you're going to be fat. It's going to be not the best day the next day. You know, you got nothing really to look forward to. What else did I have to say about... Oh, Thanksgiving. To be honest with you, how many people really like the turkey? The sides are delicious. Yes, I agree with that. I love mashed potatoes. I love sweet potatoes. I love the carrots. I love the stuffing. I love... the rolls, I love all that shit. But the main course is a turkey, and turkey's all right. You know, and when I think of Thanksgiving dinner, I'm never like, let me get that turkey. It's, you know, the minimal part of the meal, but it's also like kind of the head portion of the meal, you know, the figurehead. So, that being said, Christmas Eve, you do whatever you want. Like, I'm with Aunt Lisa is Italian. She makes some good-ass pasta. Or she, in the past, we've made good-ass pasta, stuffed shrimp, the fish, all that, the whole nine yards, all the appetizers, all that different shit. You get so much variety, and it's so fucking good that, you know, it's almost a Thanksgiving in itself where you only have that meal once a year, and it's not necessarily Thanksgiving food, but it's still like, damn, this is the one time a year I get to have Aunt Lisa stuffed shrimp, all the fucking pasta, the filet, all the fish she makes, everything. And that is why I'm picking Christmas Eve. The anticipation and the food is almost like a Thanksgiving itself.
You really have made quite a good point there. Almost so that I might have to agree with you, because I will admit, Thanksgiving, you have the family together, everything. Christmas Eve, you have the same, you know,
same atmosphere,
same general aspect. I'm not talking for myself personally. I'm talking for everyone. You have the family together. You have, you know, the good food, same fun. Plus, not only do you have all of that, you still have the anticipation. And sometimes you do get football on Christmas Eve. You do very rarely.
Rarely.
I remember when I was very young watching Victor Cruz catch the game-winning touchdown pass against the New York Jets, doing the salsa dance.
Every
on
once
Christmas
in a while,
Eve.
It'll be a Sunday.
Yes. Well, I think it was even a Saturday, that one. It was ridiculous. But
oh, because they played some Saturday games around that time, yeah.
I will give you that. And I will also give you that not everybody gets off the day after Christmas or after Thanksgiving, which knocks it down a few pegs.
That's true.
So we will crown the winner, Christmas Eve parties.
Christmas Eve party. Shout out, Aunt
Congratulations.
Lisa. You are the winner, Christmas Eve party. You are the winner.
So, thank you, Dan, for coming on.
Thank you for having me, as always.
Thank you all for listening. I'm going to try to keep this outro very quick because I think I'm real over time where I'm going to have to start cropping and editing everything. So say thanks, Ryan, when you're listening to this. Thank you. Have a good one.